I want to return to this Pika Bar story before we talk to Tomo. Nothing from the government yet. Bradley Woods is the president of the AHA. Bradley, good morning. CEO,
good morning,
rather.
Aaron. Sorry. CEO, that's all right.
Upgraded you. You heard the story this morning. What do you make of this?
Well, it doesn't make sense to me. It certainly sounds like, if I can be blunt, a bureaucratic bungle. Duncan Ord, who's the Director General of the Department, if he's met with the proprietors and given them some verbal guarantees with respect to a lease, then I know Duncan, he's a very honourable person, very highly respected within government and private sector. He wouldn't be folding on this. It sounds like there's a communication error. And if there is, well, you know what it's like in government, Gareth. There's a lot of back protecting. There'll be someone somewhere who's forgotten to send the letter off or have a communication. But if it's not that, then it just doesn't sound right at all. I mean, this is a bar that's done very well in a very, very difficult climate. As one of your callers said earlier, and I think as Melissa said, this is one of the toughest markets that we've ever seen in hospitality in the last 40 years. And for anyone to continue to survive and to do well in this market is a testimony to their own dedication and success. I think putting the bar out to market is not going to achieve anything more than the rental return, probably less than the rental return they're probably achieving now in terms of the existing lease. There's that many vacant venues that I can't see or imagine how it's going to achieve a better result for state government revenue.
Some communications error. They get a letter from their landlord, which is Pika. I need to make that clear. They get a letter from their landlord, Pika, saying you've got until November 13 to get out, restore the joint, take out your fixtures and hand back the keys. That's Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Now, was that because Pika's lease finishes on that date as well?
Well, what's happened is that the minister has terminated the lease and he's going to redo the lease, give them a new lease. But so Pika communicate to their tenant, say you've got to get out on the 13th, and then they have a meeting with the Perth Theatre Trust, who apparently now manage the venue because it's had a change in government, on Friday, and they say, well, look, you know, we won't kick you out before we put it out to market, but that's going to happen in 3 or 4 months. Now, it seems to me that they have built up this business through their own efforts, and they've built a good business, and now someone's sort of jealously eyeing the business opportunity and wants to get stuck into it. That's what it looks like to me.
And if this is a question of a government agency seeing a commercial opportunity to kick out a private sector tenant out of a space in order to put in their own business operation to make revenue out of it, that's an appalling situation. Government should never be competing with the private sector on that basis, particularly if it's manipulating a potential breach of lease or commitment. Let's say there's no formal lease in place, but there's a verbal understanding in place. That has matter of law as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think if it was a government agency doing that in order to prop themselves up, then that's unacceptable at all. And the minister should certainly step in here and intervene.
All right. Well, we'll wait and see. Thank you, Bradley.
Gareth, just quickly, the other thing, that Swan bus service sounds fantastic as well. It's exactly what Swan Valley needs. Well done.
Thanks, Bradley. Bradley Woods from the AHA.